Earlier this week, the St. John's Mercy Hospital in Joplin announced plans to construct a state-of-the-art hospital in the tornado-ravaged community. Miranda Lewis, media coordinator at St. John's, says the new facility will be located at I-44 and Main Street, 3 miles from St. John's current location in Joplin.
We're really excited because it's a lot of good access from the interstate, and it will provide some real growth opportunities that, you know, that we may not otherwise have had.
Within a week of being struck by a deadly tornado that destroyed parts of Joplin, the St. John's Mercy Hospital started operating out of the city's community center to continue to provide emergency services to the community. The hospital's electronic health records were also made available during that time to help its sister facilities access records of patients who'd been transferred from Joplin.
And then on the seventh day, so the Sunday after the tornado, we opened our field hospital. And we've been working from that location until right now. And we're in the process, actually, of transferring everything from that field hospital, which is a tent-like structure, into a hard-sided facility. And then we've got a couple more steps to go before we get into the new hospital.
The Mercy Healthcare System plans to invest close to $950 million into the project. Miranda says the facility will be a little different from the older one. It will feature 327 inpatient beds and plans to expand up to 424 beds to serve patients in medical surgical units, critical care, delivery and postpartum care, behavioral health, and rehab.
We have an opportunity now to kind of change the face of how healthcare is delivered here in Joplin, and we're going to be able to make this much more patient-focused. So in the past, when our hospital was built, it was built in 1966, the actual structure that we're in, and it was made for much more inpatient focused services. But now, because of technology, there's a lot more outpatient procedures that happen. So we're going to make sure that that we meet the needs of our patients and we make it as convenient as we possibly can. And not only with our new hospital, but we're also going to be spreading out across the community. So instead of having everything on one campus, how it's traditionally set up, we'll be spread out in various locations around the community to better serve the needs of our patients.
The healthcare provider plans to break ground January 2012 and hopes to have the hospital as well as a secondary Northeast campus complete by 2014. Miranda says Mercy has remained committed to not only providing the best possible healthcare to the Joplin community, but also taking care of its employees. All Joplin co-workers remained on the Mercy payroll while helping out at other community health centers.
Now, one of the things that Mercy did very, very early on, just, you know, within the first day, they said, okay, you know, we realize that your hospital is gone, but what you don't have to worry about is whether or not you have a job. So they made that commitment to all of the co-workers at St. John's Mercy and said, you have a job until this new hospital is completed. So, you know, because of our limitations as far as space, there's not a place on site for everybody. So they've done some talent sharing, helping out other community hospitals maybe that are taking on some of our additional patients. We're sending our clinical staff to them to help. And then we're also going to some of our sister Mercy facilities, so like Springfield and Rogers and Fort Scott and some of those areas. So it's really exciting to be part of a bigger system where we can all work together and make sure that everyone stays employed. And to me, that has been essential for the morale and to keep people going here in Joplin.
The new facility will employ the same co-workers who are already looking forward to working together again. Plans to reopen St. John's Mercy Hospital's new facility have also been welcomed by the people of Joplin.
you know, this community needs two hospitals. And, you know, for a community that was, you know, nearly devastated by this tornado, you know, you start to wonder, who's going to stay? Who's going to go? Are we going to rebuild? And for Mercy to come in and make that kind of a commitment, I mean, that just increases everyone's spirits and lets people know we are here to stay and this community is going to be fine. So as much as it is for providing the best health care, it's also helping rebuild some broken spirits as well.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.